Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Belinda Abramson, and I'll be hosting today's Consumer Corner show. So how basically this show came about, in fact, let me clarify what we're talking about today. Today we'll be discussing kosher food that is being delivered to patients in hospitals in Johannesburg. Having done some research on my own, I must be honest, and using social media, I must be honest that the response was quite overwhelming and unfortunately in the negative. So what I'd like to explain at the outset is this is by no means a witch hunt. This is a situation that has been going on for years. People in their personal capacities have been trying to resolve this. And basically what it's left the consumer with is a position where they, if they are, God forbid, landing up in hospital, they need to have their own food supplied to them because, as most people have said, the food is inedible. So as this, how the show came about is, this is something that I'm very passionate about, is that consumers do have rights. And I feel that a lot of us are misinformed or not informed at all. So basically, I feel it's incumbent on me to take this opportunity to come to some kind of positive outcome for consumers and in all spheres, not necessarily just the kosher food sphere. So I discussed this with Kathy, and needless to say, she provided me with a platform to kind of take this on. So initially, I know we all complain amongst ourselves, whether it's Facebook, the Shabbos table, or in fetching kids at school parking lots. And I believe that we need to find the correct way of, first of all, resolving these issues and finding the correct parties who can assist us with these issues. So our first guest this afternoon will be... I'm losing it a bit. It's Foster Mohali. Foster will be joining us. He's a spokesman from the health department. Hi, Foster. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. So, Foster, from the perspective of hospital food, what are the requirements?
Remember, the hospital food in terms of what, in the menu or what?
Well, basically the menu is, first of all, the concern, as it's completely repetitive. Second of all, what types of food should be given pertaining to various types of health concerns? And third of all, the quality of the food provided.
Of course, all the food that has been provided in our health facility, it's in line with the recommendation or the policy by nutrition unit within the National Department of Health. So, of course, that also, the food menu is also informed by what's supposed to be provided. For example, they also take into account the kind of food, like this food must have starch, the proteins, and so forth, and it should obviously should be the freshly provided or produced food.
And yes. Are tests performed on these foods? How do we know that the food doesn't have certain bacteria in it, for example?
No. Like, there's a guidelines that all the facilities and the provinces that needs to comply with in terms of the condition of the food that has been cooked. For example, you won't give... And also the area in which you are preparing this food in order to prevent any infections of a disease. As you know, that they will deal with the different viruses and infections. And also the issue of hygiene, how is food supposed to be prepared? Also, for example, you can't prepare food today and give the patients the following day because of other health safety reasons.
Who comes up with the menu?
The menu has been drafted from the National Department of Health in consultation with province they have got a dedicated unit called nutrition. So that menu is not only so like any other food that we supply, whether it's in the hospitals or also in health events, has to comply with that menu.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you there, Foster. We're just going to break for an ad and we'll come back after the ad.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Hi, so it's Belinda Abramson back here with the Consumer Corner, speaking to Foster from the Health Department. Are you there, Foster?
Yes, I'm still online.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. So, Foster, can you just tell me, what do we do in the event that we get poor quality food in a hospital environment? And let's say you have special requirements, for example, kosher food or halal food. You know, how do we combat that?
Yes, remember before the food is provided, the health workers who are responsible for working in the kitchen, they will come in various wards to take the patient through the menu, say, this is the menu that we have for the day. Then please just choose the menu that you like from the list. But if your menu is not covered on the list of menu provided, they are able to make some means, because we cannot afford a situation where some patients are not accommodated in terms of menus that they will provide. So they do the rounds in the wards and to say, this is the menus that we are going to provide on a particular day, so that you will tick. So, but if your menu is not covered in the list of the menus that we provide on a particular day, you are able to tell them that because of my condition, because of my religious affiliation, I won't be able to eat this food. Of course, we take into consideration the religious affiliation, especially in terms of halal, in particular in certain areas, to say so and so will eat a halal food, then we are able to make some means. But that should be communicated upfront, not only when they provide food, because that would be too late. But sometimes you find that the situation where a patient is admitted just before, when the food is already been prepared, late. So sometimes some of the dynamics that we have to deal with it.
Right, because I have to say, like, I've spoken to two different hospital facilities in Johannesburg. So let's just say I've spoken to a MediClinic hospital and I've spoken to management at Netcare. And they say, like, with the kosher food, I mean, it's happened to me often. Unfortunately, I'm like a frequent flyer in Joburg hospitals, you know. So it's happened to me many times where, like, you've been admitted and there isn't a meal till, like, the next day. So what can the hospital do order to prevent that kind of situation?
Or you say the issue here is there's no meal. It's not about your preferred menu nutrition. It's not there. You say the meal is not there in the hospital. Is it
correct?
What you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Is that, like, let's say I order kosher food, which is the case in my case, but they don't have any stock in the hospital. So I've come in.
Or they don't have a stock of your preferred food.
Correct.
Is it what you're saying? Yes. So what happened? What did they say when you raised the issue?
Well, nothing. They said they can only get the kosher food. So there was no attempt made to try and order from another kosher supplier or anything like that. And I think a lot of people face this issue.
Oh, okay. So, and also, are you saying, like, out of the available food on the menu, there was nothing that you can eat apart from what they had on the list? This is a new, I haven't heard about this, but before they, when they came, when they did the rounds in the wards, did you tell them that this is the food that they want, but they said, unfortunately, we don't have this kind of food that you want, that you are preferring?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
Or that it didn't arrive in the morning and I would have to, so basically you're missing one or two meals before actually being accommodated.
We'll have to raise this issue. Yeah, also, obviously, we will encourage people to speak up to the authorities, up to the hospital manager to say, or whoever is in charge at that point, to say, yes, I see the food that you are offering, but unfortunately, it doesn't accommodate me, and And when I go through your list of menu, I don't. There's nothing that I can eat, so that way they can be able to make some means.
So the thing is, like, I'm using myself again as an example,
yes.
whereby I had spoken to the hospital management, I had spoken
yes.
to the guy in charge of the hospital kitchen with regards to the kosher food and the lack thereof, and the poor quality thereof. And basically, I landed up purchasing my own food at my own cost for 3 weeks that I was in hospital. My friends, I was in hospital for 3 weeks. So basically, my family and friends were bringing me meals, but obviously, they couldn't bring me three meals a day every day for 3 weeks. You know, so it left me in a very frustrating position, because here I am trying to get well. So it's all very well, the doctors are doing their jobs, but it doesn't help when you're not getting the nutrition that you need.
No, we want to also, we'll have to investigate with our authorities responsible for nutrition to say the situation. Of course, those kind of situation we may experience, for example, if you, the hospital admits a patient who's coming from country. Let me give you an example of China. You find that on the menu that we have, there's no food that we can provide to this Chinese. I'm just giving an example.
Yes.
I'm not saying China. In that particular hospital, in that particular facilities, obviously there should be some discussions with the family to say, for now, while we have to find ways to accommodate all the patients, this is what we, if they can be able to intervene, provide, if they're able. If not, then the hospital managers need to communicate with the relevant authority to say we're in this predicament, but we don't want any patient. Because, and we will know that for any treatment to work, you must have a food. You should have eaten something, as they always encourage you to say, eat something before you take medication. So this is something that we need to work closely with our authorities to say, how do we deal with this? But also, we'll encourage people to notify us as and when it happens, so that you don't have to stay longer in a hospital where you are not able to receive food because of the kind of food that's provided is not what you are eating. So we will encourage people to say, don't waste time. If you have been admitted on a long term, obviously you know that you may not have money to buy yourself food throughout. As I was saying, say 3 weeks,
yeah.
whether it's you or else 3 weeks. We encourage people to communicate immediately so that they escalate this matter immediately to the higher authorities, so that we can be able to make some interventions, because we don't want, we want every patient who's admitted in a hospital to have something to eat, so that all the surgeries and treatment should be able to work, because there's no way that we'll say we don't have food for you, but take treatment. And we say, for you to take treatment, you must say you should have eaten something. For surgery to be effective, you should have eaten something. So we want to apologize to that, even though I don't know the particular facility. But we want to say, in future, anyone who experiences such a challenge, we would be able to find ways to address that issue, especially for those who are admitted on a long term.
Okay, so Foster, we're just going to break for an ad break. Can you hold on for a few more minutes so that we can just get your contact details for people to be able to get in touch with you?
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So we're continuing to speak with Foster Mokgale, who is a spokesman from the health department. Foster, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay, so Foster, how do people get hold of you should the need arise?
In fact, people don't need to get hold of me. It depends. Remember, every hospital has got the manager, has got the CEO, and the province, they've got a district manager, there's a provincial officer. In order to cut chase, to cut middlemen, the patients, they've got the right in terms of a patient's rights charter. They've got the rights to speak to the higher authorities in that particular hospital or in that particular ward or anyone who's in charge at that particular moment. Because if I say I must call national still have to escalate this to the province must escalate to the district up to the hospital. And by that time, the message, when it reaches the authorities in the hospital, it might be too late. So as we say, patients are empowered. In fact, it's within their rights. They can seek to speak to the authorities at any health facilities to raise their concern so that they're able to address them immediately without delay.
Okay, so the thing with this, Foster, is that people have been trying to do this for years. They've spoken, I mean, and even in my case, I spoke to the management of the hospital. I've spoken to, you know, the management of the hospital got hold of the supplier, but absolutely nothing has changed. This issue with the food has been going on for years. So here we've reached a point where even trying to get hold of the higher powers has really let us down, basically.
Yes.
So what do we do in a case like this?
Definitely. I apologize for what you have gone through, but also let me give you the contact number of the director for nutrition in the country. Remember, this involves both the nutrition unit and the supply chains. Also, it's about the issue of procuring the food for every patient according to their nutrition needs.
Right.
Your requirements. So I'll give you the email address of the head of nutrition in the National Department of Health, who can be able to immediately escalate this matter to the relevant authorities in order to ensure that this is not prolonged. The email address of is Ms. Rivoni Ntsiye, the name and the surname is...
Could you spell it for me, please?
Rivoni is R-E-B-O-N-E.
Yes.
The surname is N-T-S.
N for nut?
N for nut, T for Thomas, yes. S for sugar. I for India, E for England.
Yes.
The email address, you just say rivoni.ntie. At health.gov.za. I'm trying to check the office number. The office number is
012-395-9135.
Yes, this, once you get this message, either telephonically or through email, she will be able to escalate the matter to the relevant authorities in the particular district or hospital. Then they will be able to find a way to ensure that all the nutrition needs of the patients are attended to in order for them to continue treatment. As I indicated, that the treatment, to kind of treatment with an empty stomach.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So can I just ask you something?
Yes.
We pay for these meals in the hospitals, right? We pay for these special meals, whether it be kosher, halal, or otherwise. It's billed into our accounts, right? So now what do I have to do now to claim the money back that I laid out but didn't receive meals for?
Remember, for you to claim, there should have been an agreement prior to say, I'm going to spend money on this, then you get approval. So otherwise, that is not recommended, that one will go and spend without approval. Even in government, whatever we do, even if I want to use my car for work, I need to get approval so that when I come back to claim for kilometers, mileage, then it will be doable. So otherwise, that is going to create a loophole for corruption. Anyone can just say, no, I paid.
Yes.
I paid this from my pocket. So firstly, there should be an agreement to say, if you buy from a pocket, there should be an agreement with the authorities in the particular health facility. If they cannot be able to acquire your food or procure your food as per your requirements, nutrition requirements or dietary requirements.
Okay. Great. Foster, thank you so much for your time.
That
certainly opened my eyes. And we'll take this up further. Thank you so much and have a good day.
You have a great day. An apology for whatever you've experienced.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.